Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Did our big bad Deathstroke reveal the Batman start date? Momoa's bringing beers for everybody, where's ours? And did Miss Gal Gadot drop a Johnny Quasto about BVS? Let's find out.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
There we go. It's Mikey and his ladies today.
Mikey yeah. and the ladies. Mikey, I love Mikey it. And the
it's
ladies.
Like Mikey's angels over here.
That's kind of like Mikey Christmas. Because we're... Are we the
we're angels?
Oh, the angel
you'd be
elves.
The elves. You'd be the elves.
I'll be an elf, you be an angel.
Well, we're jumping the gun. I got the people that love Halloween. We got to get him still... Yeah, got there a couple weeks left.
That's our Halloween costume. It's Mikey's elves.
You told me you went shopping today. I legitimately thought you went Christmas shopping.
Not
like, that's
yet.
How
I
early.
Had work-related stuff to do. Welcome, everybody. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, everyone. Well, Roxy's back. Give it up for Roxy.
Oh, my
back.
God. I missed you guys.
We missed you.
I missed you. But I was talking a lot of comics because the thing that I was away doing has a lot of overlap with the comic book world, believe it or not.
Does it?
It does.
Does it?
It does. The cannabis world and the comic book world have a lot of overlap.
That does not surprise me at all.
I would think like the comics, the video games, and the cannabis, it all just kind of
melds together.
Jumbles together.
Comic-y cannabis.
There we go. Awesome.
So, as you guys see, welcome back. We're down two dudes, but we got the chicks here with myself here. So, let's start over our guest, the beautiful Alana.
Elena, bring a pain Jordan.
But welcome back. Look at the Batman. Gosh, the outfits.
Thanks for having me back. I'm excited to be here.
We were just
here.
Talking, like, how she's been here, like,
a lot of times. I think between you and Alexis have been our most frequent guesters.
Absolutely. People love them.
That's got to be a different word now. They're no longer guests. They're semi-regs.
I would say so. They're serious regulars.
They're guest stars.
Recurring.
Like your wacky neighbors that show up sometimes.
But you're invited. Wacky neighbors are never invited.
Yeah, you never want them on the show. You're a recurring guest stars.
We do have some wacky neighbors.
I wasn't invited. I just showed up here.
It's not true. It's not true. I called her.
I know you did.
It's very true.
And sitting right next to her, she is. Look at her. Shining like the crown jewel she is. Miss Roxy Stryer.
Hello. Hello.
I built you up and then we got
it's
we got
like Roxy Trigan.
And there she is sitting there shining the crown jewel Roxy Stryer.
I'm so excited to be
back, guys,
because you want to know what segment is coming later that I've been prepping for the entire time.
We've tried to sustain the momentum but we can't do it.
It's crazy that the two episodes that I miss are when TV comes back. You're freaking kidding me.
Oh, what was it? The week before, like this, like 3 weeks ago now, Roxy says, guys, I'm out for 2 weeks. And I just sent her a text going, Roxy, the shows are coming back.
I know.
It's the biggest time of the year. We've been in the drought all summer.
I know.
But you're back. So we're going to go full into that. I'm your guy stepping in for Johnny on the mic today. Mike Kalinowski, guys, welcome. Hopefully we'll get it going here. I'll do them justice, I hope. So they're off doing good stuff there.
You'll do them justice.
Justice League.
I know. Mr. Gertler, our workmaster, is open up the doghouse in San Diego. We got that going, so that's why he's not there. And Johnny is busy with some interviews he had going on today, so I'm going to try and fill his boots. They're big boots.
I want to rep him well. He has a blood drive coming up, though, I think, in Orange County. So
he's always doing good stuff.
I know. Mm-hmm. Isn't it annoying? He's like the good one.
I know. I feel kind of like, what am I doing with my life?
I don't know. What am I doing? And then it's like he asked me to come give blood, and I'm like, absolutely, I'll be there. And then it's on a Saturday morning, and I'm like, oh, crap, I have something that I'm doing. And then every time I have some stupid excuse, it's like I just got to get my butt out there and help him out.
I'm a bit of a wimp when it comes to donating blood. So
yeah,
I don't know
he
if
says
I can...
people say that.
I know.
He says people say they're a wimp.
Superhero. Come
on,
guys.
I know. We got to.
All right, let's jump into it, shall we?
Okay.
A little slow week, but we're going to make up to it on the back end.
That's definitely true about this week.
It's weird. Like, I don't know. Last week was slow. This week's a little slow. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I feel like when it comes to these huge tentpole films, we're a little focused elsewhere. We've got our eyes on Star Wars. We've got our eyes on things, you know.
Yeah,
so,
they're letting them have their moment.
Right, which is good because we don't have a movie for a little while.
Doctor Strange, good.
Yeah, Doctor Strange.
Great buzz on that. I cannot wait for that.
Huge buzz there. So we definitely are slowly getting some news, but I...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do like it when we hear from the actors and the actresses, and we do get to focus more on TV, but like Momoa or Manganiello or all these people who like slowly leak things now, out, it's kind of fun for us.
Now, you guys got a, how would you feel? Because you guys interview people, you know, red carpets and press interviews. So a lot
some
of,
might say it's our job.
Yeah, you might say so. But you might say so. I am not what you guys do per se. I'm more
of an actor.
Of an actor. But, you know, a lot of these guys will have a new film come out. Like, Affleck's got The Accountant. Mm-hmm. And it seems like any time one of these actors has a film not related to any comic book or whatever, the press go after those questions.
About the comic book.
About the comic book, whether what's filming years from now. How do you guys, do you toe the line? Because you are there to, and they're there to promote that movie.
You have to. Here's the thing. If you're a nerd about one thing, whether it has to do with comic books or anything, and you get to talk to somebody who has to do with that thing, you want to ask about it, of course. But you also are there to promote a different project. So if you get one question, you kind of have to make that question about their project. If you get a few questions, yeah, then you can ask mostly about their project and then a little bit about yours. You also have to feel the vibe in the room, you know? Like, right, if it's somebody like Ben Affleck, he's incredibly seasoned. He knows what you want to talk to him about.
Okay.
He knows The Accountant is big, but he knows he's frickin' Batman.
They don't get pissed off like, oh, here we got, you know, come
some
on, guys.
Them,
I just...
Some of them do get pissed off.
Some, okay. Yeah, but I mean, I feel like it's also kind of geared to what you're at. Like, especially if you're at kind of an indie premiere or something, and it's for a lesser-known director or an up-and-coming project, and it's kind of a big-name person who's associated with it, they don't want to be talking about Batman there. They mm-hmm. want to be saying, you know, I'm in this project, obviously not for the money or for the acclaim. It's because they believe in it and they want to talk about it.
Right. The Accountant's getting enough buzz as is. It's a huge right. movie, so it's like it doesn't really need that boost.
Right, yeah.
If it's another blockbuster, I feel like you can kind of talk about it. Like,
okay.
if it's kind of the same level. But if you're at something that's kind of more of an indie thing, that's more of a passion project, then they can kind of see it as more of a slap in the face to be like, let's talk about your mainstream things.
Right.
Okay. Your artsy yeah. stuff.
How would you feel, Mikey Christmas, as an actor, if you were Batman and you were at the other red carpet, wouldn't you still want to talk a little bit about
that? Of course
Batman?
I would,
yeah.
but that's me. That's
So
I
some people
stuff.
Are like you and some
that's
people
the thing.
Aren't.
You, and that's I guess, your guys' job. I don't, yeah, that's it. I've always felt that, find that weird, because you hear these actors talking, you know, J.K. Simmons is in this film. But he's also talking about
Jim Gordon
and Anna Kendrick, and they're asking her like, "Oh yeah, Affleck, you know, directed Batman. Do you think he'd put you in it?" And I saw The Accountant. This is the movie I mentioned it last week. I saw that a year ago, and that was the one I got to go to the screening, and I couldn't say anything about it because I signed that NDA on it. But I wish it came out before BVS, just because it would have silenced the Affleck haters early on, because he's so good in that movie and he handles the action very well.
I can't wait for Live
go
My
see
Night.
The Accountant, guys, if you
I'm
haven't
so
seen it yet, go
sick
see
of
that
Affleck
movie.
Haters in general, how many times so does a guy have to prove himself?
Well, it seems like the new thing now, it seems like everyone's on board with him, and it's now Cavill, because now it's like, oh, Tyler Hoechlin does Superman right, Cavill doesn't do it right. It's like those guys.
People look
they
for
can't
a
win.
Reason
they
to
can't
complain
win.
I think
it's two different versions of Superman, and I equally love them. I think they're both great. So we'll get to that in TV time, though. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, so first point of business, we'll talk about, and now we're going to say it wrong. Is it Manganiello or Manganiello?
No, people keep yelling at us, hard G, like Manganiello.
See, I would have said Manganiello.
Yeah, me too.
I'm
do
half Italian, so
yeah, I say Manganiello.
Manganiello.
But apparently it's Manga.
That, okay,
that's what Adam keeps
saying. My
yelling
mom's
at
maiden
us.
Name is Geraci. That'd be like saying Geraci.
It's like, are you trying
well,
to say Gracie?
My name was supposed to be Giordano.
It's
so.
Geraci. It's
no, because when you start with something, it's different than it being in the
okay,
middle of the
fair
word.
Enough.
But I don't know. I don't
now,
know.
Now, he had said, and this is his quote, he'd said, you know, they asked him about, I guess he had a recent health scare, but the actor said he's doing great, he's getting ready to shoot Batman in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's one of those... He hasn't been around that long where you can say, oh, 100% on purpose he made this, he slipped it out. It's okay. One of those, I'm not sure. Did he do this on purpose? Was this something?
I think it was an accident.
Or was it a complete flub? Which, either way, it's not that big of a deal.
No,
But it is nice. It's nice for us to...
It gives us somewhat of a range of when we know that the shooting schedule
might definitely don't think it was a swerve.
And it does lend to the head of WWE when he was saying Affleck or Batman in 18 months. Mm-hmm. Or if they start filming where he's saying in the spring, 18 months later, from that, when that guy said that, that would be a release date. So it does lend credence to that. So I saw a great meme. It was like that quote, and then it was a picture of Affleck from some other interview looking at his phone going,
yeah,
like he was
awesome.
Reading the quote. So it's like, he's the guy who's in charge. It's his film.
Yeah.
So if someone's, I don't know, but who knows? I mean, so he says, great, getting ready to shoot Batman. He's not saying getting ready to train, getting ready to shoot. Yeah. So that's,
I think it was
a
club.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I'm not sure.
I mean, I'm all for that. Get it out. Let's do it. But Affleck always says, we're not going to go until we have that script 100% ready. And, you know, they have not said that yet. So until it's official.
I still have to give the actors a rough estimate, you know, it's a whole month. So, and just saying in the spring, that's not a set date, you know.
What's that, like March to
that could be March, April, May, you know, that's a
wide. But you make a very good point. You know, you have to go to the actors, like, hey, you've got other projects. This is what we need you for the Batman.
Hold this. Mm-hmm. Don't book anything big during this season. You know it's going to be somewhere around then.
Maybe the rest of the cast isn't working, but he is working during that time.
Right. I like this comment from MK Songbird. If they hold the Batman film until 2019, it would coincide with the 80th anniversary of the character in the comic books.
Ooh.
I'm always curious about stuff like that because they never... it always seems like when they try and do things matching up dates, it's always an afterthought. Mm. Like, you didn't know it was coming up, it's 50th and 75th anniversary. Like, the 75th was a big one, but I remember the 50th was not... it was kind of like haphazard. I don't know.
I feel like the anniversaries are more for the fans than the creators.
Yeah.
We all kind of geek out over it, and the creators are just like, oh, yeah.
Right. And that would be a cool thing, but I think the execs are going, no, we need our fiscal quarter of this year, we need the Batman fiscally that year, so we're putting it that year. He's going to celebrate his 79th anniversary.
They're looking
that
at
year.
The business aspect
right,
of
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
Makes sense.
But I'm curious, so Manganiello said this. Now, he was recently with Anna Kendrick on a press circuit. Do you guys know what this was for? Because he's not in the account. As far as I remember, I just saw it, and he was not in it. So I'm curious. They were sitting next to each other, and they brought up the whole thing about, you know, would you be Robin? I think it was kind of like a haphazardly said, just having fun with it. And then one of the fans took that great Photoshop, and they manipulated it to be Deathstroke and Carrie Kelly Robin, which I thought was really cool. But, you know, what are your guys' thoughts on that?
I love Anna Kendrick. And a Kendrick at anything, I think, would be awesome.
Yeah.
Like her as Robin.
I think that would be cool. And she threw her name into the ring kind of as a joke. And I think it was kind of backed up as, like, you know, tongue in cheek. But
see,
I think a lot of
from.
Things have kind of been, like, teed up as a joke, as a, you know, oh, wouldn't that be funny if? And then people started thinking, oh, actually.
Now, I'm confused. You guys might out there.
I'm going to answer your first question first, though.
Thank you. They
were formerly in What to Expect When You're Expecting. They were co-stars from that, so that's how they knew each other. And they ran into each other at Mohegan Sun 20th anniversary event this past weekend.
Okay. Which is so that's where it's happened. From. Because I remember she was sitting with Affleck and then popped in with that handmade Robin costume. So that was kind of as the joke happened. And then this kind of happened within days or two of that. You know, and I think this is just two actors who are friends, kind of...
I don't think anything will actually come of it, but I think that, you know, it's just kind of friends who are fans of things kind of saying, you know.
It's interesting. I know Twitter and online was kind of blowing up thinking she'd be a great Batgirl and her and Batman, but I'm like, weren't you guys just the ones complaining that in The Killing Joke, Batman and Batgirl had a thing going on? Because they were trying to, as Roxy, you like to say, ship them together as Batman and Batgirl as a couple.
No. You didn't do that right, Mikey.
I didn't.
You don't ship them together.
You don't?
You ship them. You just ship them.
You don't put the together in there?
No, you don't ship them together.
What, aren't they going on the same ship?
It's just not the way it works.
Why not?
Because it's not like an alternative for the word you love them together. Mm-hmm. It's you ship them. They together make the ship.
Together.
It's a verb.
So you together make the ship. You just said it.
It's redundancy, I think, is what she's saying.
I'm all about shipping. Being redundant.
Mm-hmm. It's like saying you couple them together.
Yeah.
There's no need for the together. They've already been coupled.
Okay.
For old people like us who use, like,
I think you're more on that side, young lady. You're more towards the rocks.
I just recently learned the term ship, and I got, because somebody said ship it like FedEx, and I was like, sure, clever. I don't know what that means.
I've learned shipping, ham, everything.
Hem?
To go ham.
No, it's ham.
Go ham.
Ham.
To go ham. That's what I said. What did you think? I said hem it?
Do you know OTP?
Go Hemsworth?
OTP. I know what OTP is.
Yeah, you know
is.
Me. No. All right, OTP. We'll get to OTP by the end of the episode.
All right. So, I mean, it's all just fanfiction. I think that the actors were fun, having fun. You know, I don't think it's going to come out of it. To see a Robin, you know,
I don't think it's
being a female
happen.
At that point, I don't think it's going to happen. But who knows? You know,
nope.
We'll see. Rox, you don't your thoughts on that?
I like her a lot.
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick. My one problem with her was my favorite musical ever is The Last 5 Years. And The Last 5 Years had a movie which she was in, which was not my favorite of her performances. So it kind of like, you know, when
that
you see...
It kind of came and went, didn't
when,
it?
It did. And you know, when you see your favorite, something you've been waiting for, and you have a favorite performer who you think is going to be amazing, and they just kind of fall a little short of where you want, it puts a little bit of a bitter taste in your mouth. So I somebody like Robin, I'm hesitant to be like, yes, she would make an excellent Robin because she's let me down once before, but I still love her, but she let me down. So it's hard.
I feel you on that.
But I think she's feisty to have a feisty, she's quick, she's fun.
Right.
There obviously is chemistry there, so it would be interesting.
I'm curious what you guys think out there. When I think about everything we've seen as Batman, I know going before BVS, we had never seen, for me, Batman fight the way I always pictured him. And so seeing BVS, we finally got to see that Batman, the physical combatant. I still don't think we've seen a great Batman-Robin together. Like, age-appropriate, either. Like, I'm talking...
But I know how much you love Burt Ward and Adam West.
Oh, I do. I do. And there was the time for that. But even then, that's not age-appropriate. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, like... And it's tough to do, like a 14, 13-year-old Robin with an Affleck who's that father's son. We haven't seen that. And, you know, I don't know if we ever will because there's the talk of the suit in the cave, you know. But he had short pants in that suit. So there was at one point. There is a story there that's been told that we don't know if we'll ever get to. But who knows? I don't know. But, you know, that movie is still a ways off. They can't celebrate wrapping that movie yet. But who can celebrate is the wrap-up of the Justice League party with our man Momoa. Now, this guy was upset because he couldn't celebrate. We talked about this last week. He wasn't at the actual wrap party.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the guy who makes his own beer. So what did he do? He went to the individual trailers of the actors and popped open beers, and they were just drinking in the trailers.
We got
to
get him with Boomerang. We got to get them cracking beers together. That's what we have to do. Him and Jai just like, got to do it.
That's potential. That could happen.
That means that there was, at one point, bottomless Momoas.
Bottomless Momoas.
Why didn't he caption it that? Why didn't you help him with that?
That's what you need. You need to put that up there for him.
Yeah.
Bottomless Momoas. He's drinking with everybody on the set. They're all drinking.
Yeah. Yeah, they look like they're having a good time. Even Snyder.
It did look... He always looks like he's having a good time. He loves his cast and crew.
Yeah.
His, you know, his fans beat him down, but...
Totally. I just think that recently he's been beat to crap, so I was glad to see him smiling.
Yeah. He's looking a little bit better than he was in that first Justice League picture months ago when he was with Momoa and they were in this set design room and everyone was saying he looked a little ragged and skinny, but he's looking great. He's looking to have a good time, but... I don't know. They're drinking Guinness, if you care for that.
I'm curious
that he had the Guinness going on there.
I'm a Boston
I'm not big
girl.
On Guinness.
A lot of Irish people.
Oh, yeah.
I like Guinness. Irish car bombs.
I like Irish car bombs, but I feel like Guinness is a fake dark beer, and I just...
Oh.
I don't like that. I want, like, a real dark stout. I don't want a light beer.
So it actually made
dark
you
in color.
Dislike Momoa.
No, nothing will do that. Nothing will do that. I would drink old garbage water if he was like, here...
Oh.
As long as it was with him, I would say yes.
He doesn't, he's, I'm okay.
I would drink Guinness with Aquaman, you wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
Definitely, I like Guinness, so I would drink Guinness by myself.
And I have before on occasion.
And
I don't need no Aquaman
times.
To help drink me down to the table.
That's for the rest of the day.
Yep. How do you know?
All right, so we got Momoa. So finally, I think we can put it to bed. JL is wrapped. I'm sure they'll be doing reshoots. People will hear about this. They'll complain, saying that it's in trouble.
Yeah.
So we're going to nip that in the bud. They'll be doing reshoots soon, guys. So,
what was your favorite of those pictures, though?
Of him?
Yeah. I love the one of him and Affleck.
I love the one of him and Affleck because people then have superimposed his cowl on top of on Affleck's face, and they've put Momoa in his, like, Aquaman armor, and it says, when you find out both of your father's name is Thomas. And they're both with the beer like that. I love that picture.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that
Photoshop
one is...
to me with people that are good at it is so damn funny.
Yeah.
But it was
true.
Like a meme and it said, like, you know, when you find out. But then look at that one. He's shirtless, taking pictures with people. Looks
I
like
just
he's...
love that he loves Instagram so much. Like, I appreciate that he's willing
we
to
We were
share
talking about this before
with.
The show, about
fun.
People, not so much this is not famous people we're talking about, but people that, the stars that use Instagram and use it well, where they connect with their fans.
You can
and
tell it's them actually
and it's them,
gramming.
And no one's tweeting for them or they're like not trying to promote stuff. Yeah. They're just like, hey, man, we look at them. They're like, we had a great time. Take this selfie with me. Like, I love that.
Like how a normal person uses Instagram.
Yeah.
Here I am hanging out with my friends. My friends just also happen to be my fellow superheroes.
Yeah, and I understand that they get super busy and people still want to know what's going on, so they hire somebody to do it at a certain point. But I think it's so much better when you can maintain your own social media because you actually feel like you're talking to the person. That's the whole reason social media got so huge in the first place, was because people wanted to talk to Lady Gaga or people wanted to talk to
whatever. Or talk to Roxy Stryer.
Justin Bieber. Yeah. Well, Lady Gaga, Roxy Stryer, Justin Bieber. And one of those things is not like the other, and it's Justin Bieber because he's a guy.
There you go. Beat me to it. So I think it's great. I mean, I enjoy. And we've gotten, think about it, all the teases, the Deathstroke Manganiello. I mean, that was Affleck putting that up. That wasn't a studio mandated release. That was them doing their own thing. So it's kind of that grassroots marketing that they're just using other things for.
Right.
So. I think that's fantastic. Someone that probably could have used a little help with their social media when thinking about things is our lovely Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Well, she had just one too many and kind of forgot the person who brought her the beers was also in her film.
I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, which I might, but I think that people, because she is foreign, just are like, that's endearing. She's cute. Like, I feel like if she was not, people would be like, what the hell?
Kind of like me with you guys, young guys, with all your sayings. It's endearing when I don't know it, right?
Yeah.
Am I right, guys?
But do you know,
right?
Do you guys know what I mean at all?
It's like, oh, she doesn't get the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're struggling with
Sophia
the language.
Vergara.
It's okay. Yes.
But
she's
like,
playing that up. That girl owns that.
Yeah, she
and
does.
And she's marketing it.
She knows how to rock it.
But if this was somebody who was like, I grew up a comic book fan.
Right, I've always been.
Then people would be like... just crapping on her because of this. I mean, let's watch the clip, obviously.
Yeah, let's take a look at it.
I want to see... Because she did then... She picked herself up. She didn't stop the interview. She ended up going on to say some good stuff about her co-stars. But just in this part when Jon Hamm looks at her and is like, no,
I love Jon Hamm.
Honey,
I love Jon Hamm.
I know, I love Jon Hamm.
Can we take a look at it?
Yeah, definitely.
Were you in Batman?
Batman?
Which side were you on? Are you
Superman or Batman?
Superman
who
or Batman?
Who do you like more?
You know who I was rooting for in that movie? The Aquaman.
The Aquaman?
Yes.
It wasn't in that movie yet.
Yes, he was. He had a little tiny cameo. He was swimming toward camera.
True.
So a sharp-eyed
no, he wasn't.
You know,
see,
no
one saw the movie.
So, I mean... Seeing it again, I'm kind of like...
She forgot for a second.
Well, but
then
again... Okay, but think about it. She wasn't in any scene with him.
No, she wasn't.
It wasn't
technically...
No,
I mean, yes, he is technically part of the movie. He's listed in the credits, but it really wasn't there. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not like... She probably, you know, she just filmed Justice League, so she was probably working with him every single day.
Yeah. Right.
Knowing, she probably realized, like, I never worked with him.
She wasn't considering him a contender when you say, so whose side are you on, Batman or Superman? You're like, I pick the cameo.
Right. I'm like, you guys know, I 100% agree with you. I'm not finding any fault
in what
she's
right.
doing. I just think it's hysterical.
Yeah.
It's, he's like, what about Aquaman? She's like, he wasn't in it. It's like, girl.
Yeah.
If you seriously were super involved in the comic book community and you said Aquaman wasn't in BVS, people would be like, did you see the frickin' movie? Did you see it? Because
I didn't have to see it. I was in it.
It's a huge, not that it's a huge part of the movie, but it was a huge thing for people to see Aquaman in the movie. People talked about seeing Flash, seeing Cyborg, seeing Aquaman.
Yeah, because we were waiting for
but
that.
But she has
know?
A totally different experience with it. She's not going as a movie viewer. She's
right.
in the freaking movie. So
yeah.
I thought it was funny.
But that is endearing. Like seeing that video. You know, we've seen her talk, and I saw her at Comic-Con when she talked, and she is just one of those people that genuinely feels lucky to be doing what she's doing. She's not taking it for granted. That whole cast for Wonder Woman, Patty Jenkins, Chris Pine, mm-hmm. the love that they have for each other, it's so evident, and it comes off, and you truly feel that they love what they were doing. You know, it changed them as people making that film and meeting these friends that now they'll have for life. So I just love that. I mean, we all make faux pas, you know, we heard then with whatnot.
And the next part was fun, too. So Jon Hamm was pushing her about who was her favorite. And she says, it's funny because each and every one of them is their character in a weird way. Henry is super, you know, he has the goodwill and is polished and pure. Ben is more cynical and more dark and more Batman-y. Aquaman, you have Jason, who's like this huge dude who loves fish and he drinks water. And okay. It was great fun. And I really enjoyed working with them.
The only thing I take from that is the rest of the cast needs to stay hydrated. You should all be drinking water.
Yeah, yeah, he's the only one.
But it shouldn't just be Jason. I mean,
huge dude who loves fish and he drinks water.
Do you guys get like, that too? Oh, okay. It seems like that cast, they personify who they are. Like Affleck being kind of the seasoned veteran of the group is this new dynamic with Batman where he is, which has essentially always been the Superman role of the Justice League, is now Affleck, and he is kind of the elder statesman to these younger mm-hmm. performers.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, I think it's very interesting.
For Cavill, who was less on my radar before Superman, before Man of Steel.
Yeah, I think he was on no one's radar obviously. Before that.
So for me, that's definitely how I see him. For Gal, who wasn't as strongly as my radar, this is totally how I see her. But for Ben, I'm always going to see him as Good Will Hunting. I'm always going to see him as the best friend. He's my favorite part of this. I think he nails it. But when I think of him in my mind, I still think of him as a kid. Even though he's older, even though he's been, I've seen him in everything. Yes. Him, Casey Affleck, all of them, I still will always, to this day, it's my favorite movie. So I've watched it a million times. When I picture Ben Affleck, it's what I picture. So
here's your damn double burger. You want your double burger? Here's your damn double burger.
Yeah, exactly. That's how
I... Say, that's so interesting.
It makes sense because he is such a seasoned actor and you've seen him in so many roles and they're so diverse that you see him as all these different things. You don't immediately picture just one thing. Like there's certain actors, like if you say Emma Watson, yeah, she's done tons of things, but your first thing is Hermione Granger.
Of course.
So where, you know, you have, you know, Gal Gadot or somebody that is now known as that character. This is Wonder Woman.
Okay, yeah.
Versus Batfleck that you're like, okay, yeah, I see Ben Affleck as Batman, but also...
But these other ones make sense. When I hear Ben is more cynical and more dark and more Batman-y, that's not, in my eyes, the Ben that I immediately picture. I don't picture the cynical, dark Batman-y
That's very interesting.
That's what you picture?
No, because I've been a fan of his from those days, but I enjoyed him in Daredevil.
Seeing his
career where he went the J-Lo route. Like, someone posted a video recently of him in that music video where he's, like, rubbing her butt. And I'm like, that doesn't ever seem like Ben Affleck, but it was just because who he was at the time. And you know, when we date people, we can shift who we are, you know, might not be the best fit, but that's, you know, girls
you bring
or guys
parts
bring
of you
stuff
come
us,
out stronger.
Yeah,
weaker,
or
yeah.
maybe you know, people like go, God, I didn't like when you dated that girl because you were really this.
Yeah.
You know, and to see him, then he went through that really bad period where he just, everyone bashed on him. And then he had to come back as a director and then seeing stuff like Argo where he's Academy, you know, nominated to see where he is now. I think he's had one of the best comebacks, you know, to rival John Travolta in his career.
He's the comeback kid for sure.
And I don't think Travolta has now gone back down the other side.
Well, it's like a Robert Downey Jr. situation, where it's like somebody who was like
down,
kind of in the gutter, and now everyone
you're up. I don't think Affleck's ever going to have a down period now.
No, mm-hmm. I don't think so either.
I think
if the worst thing that came out of, you know, his low period was that we all get the South Park Jennifer Lopez hand puppet. Worst things have happened.
Yeah.
Worst things have happened.
Now, but
I've got to go back and watch the butt rub.
Oh,
I haven't seen that.
I forgot about that. And someone posted, I won't say how the conversation came up, but they posted a picture to me and I go, oh my God, I completely forgot. They're on like a ship. And he's just on the boat just stroking that booty.
Yeah. Stroking that booty, yo.
And if there's a booty to stroke, it's
Jennifer from the Block.
Yeah.
Remember them as a couple, man?
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Bennifer.
I'm still.
Bennifer.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're filming Justice League. That's wrapped. We don't know how the movie's going to end. One movie we do know how it ended was Suicide Squad. We all saw it. We were there, right? Some people had problems with how it ended, and they thought maybe it should have ended another
people
way.
People who stayed till the end.
Yeah, how it should have ended. Guys, you should definitely go and check this out, how Suicide Squad should have ended. It's like a 10-minute video
Those videos are always funny.
Yeah, they're always funny, and this one is funny. Just check it out, because we don't have enough time to watch it.
No, check
it's
it out.
It's really good, though.
Cool. But then again, we had another quote from Zack Snyder. Now, this kind of came out right at the end of last episode, guys. I know some of you in chat role tweeted it as we were rapping, but they were talking about Jeffrey Dean Morgan was talking about his role as Thomas Wayne and how, you know, if you are familiar with comic books, there's what's called Flashpoint. And it is a whole kind of series where Flash breaks the timeline.
Just watch The Flash right now to know what's going on.
I disagree. I disagree.
To understand the point of what a Flashpoint is.
There you go.
Not to understand what Flashpoint is.
To say that is kind of like saying watch Civil War to understand the Civil War comic book.
Right.
If Flashpoint...
I wasn't saying to understand the comic book. I'm saying to understand.
Is a 5-issue miniseries where Flash alters time, and it's a completely different world where the Thomas and Martha Wayne were not murdered. Bruce was murdered. So Thomas and Martha, Thomas Wayne becomes Batman, Martha Wayne becomes a Joker-ized character.
Right.
And he was always saying that, you know, if you want to, you have the quote, you want to go
over? Yeah, so the reason it's relevant is because Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who was talking to Cinema Blend, because he was doing the Watchmen press tour, said while he was on the Watchmen press tour, Zack Snyder said to him, wow, that was wordy as hell. My dream is to do the Frank Miller Batman. You would be an awesome Batman. So Snyder said that to Jeffrey Dean Morgan, which...
I didn't know that it was Snyder saying it to him. I thought it was just an interviewer asking him.
No,
it was Snyder saying it. So that was what kind of was the impetus for the whole, well, the only way that could happen would be if
because
Thomas
he obviously
was
does
Batman,
play Thomas Wayne.
Right. Because he plays, yeah. So they're saying the only way to kind of resurrect that character and then have it would be to do a Flashpoint version.
It's out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know we talk about, you know...
Wouldn't it be cool if they started doing shorts? Like, if that was just an offshoot
thing? We talked a little bit about that last really episode, cool. How, like, Marvel had on their Blu-rays, they had the one-shots, where it was just the little 4 or 5 minute films, you know. But what's cool, and we talk about this with the CW universe and people wanting, you know, Grant Gustin as the Flash instead of Ezra Miller, where DC has these multiple Earths... Our movie universe could be one Earth, and we could have a Flashpoint Earth with Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Thomas Wayne.
Right, which would be really interesting. He's so talented. He's so good.
And he'll only age into that role more, which could really work well. So, but the fact that Zack Snyder said that, I think... I don't know, to me, to have a Dark Knight Returns film, I just still want Michael Keaton to do it. Like, it is
you want
a,
who?
Michael Keaton.
Who?
Batman.
Michael Keaton.
I want to hear your voice. That's why I kept saying who. I wanted you to become...
Do the Michael Keaton Batman voice.
Michael Keaton Batman voice?
Yeah.
Do I have one?
No, I just... You always have great voices, so I want
to
hear
it. I have to practice that one.
Well, that's like, you and Johnny both,
I'm
like...
Batman.
Yeah.
I'm Batman.
That's okay.
That's it. Michael Keaton, when he first said that for the first
time.
That's true. What are you? I'm Batman.
See, there we go.
Oh, my God.
Every time you do a voice, I mean, I just love
it. I dig it.
Well, and when we don't have Johnny to do his awful voices that he thinks are amazing.
I'm trying to think of who in Batman I can do. Oh, I could do the mayor. I want balloons. I want hot dogs. I want the whole schmear.
Oh, good.
That's his line from that one.
Okay.
I'm trying to think who else I do. Well, keep talking. I'll pop up. But I just, because Michael Keaton's the age of Bruce Wayne in The Dark Knight Returns, I just want to see him rekindle. Or I want him as Bruce Wayne in a Batman Beyond Terry McGinnis film, where he could play the older Bruce Wayne. You guys familiar with Batman Beyond, right?
Of course.
Okay, all right. You're probably of the age when you're probably the perfect age for it as a kid. 98, 99?
Yeah, I think that I didn't see it until a little later than that, though. But definitely, obviously, I'm familiar with it. I've seen that one down 1,000. Anyway,
so that was what he said. I thought it was pretty cool. So
I still want to hear more voices.
I'll think of voices. I can't talk and think about voices. I can't do both.
All right, well, we'll move on.
Let's talk about something that broke.
Can you do a little kid voice?
Just in general?
Because I thought we were going to move on to this next story.
Charlie bit me.
Three-year-old Batman. What would your 3-year-old Batman voice
I have a picture
like?
Of me as a 4-year-old, 5-year-old Batman. It was on my Instagram. It was my underoos.
Was yours as awesome as his 3-year-old?
I don't think anything. I think this dad wins dad of the year.
Let's tell them what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're kind of trying to do, you know, whatever, but...
What?
I don't know. We were trying to kind of segue into it, but I didn't do a very good job.
No, that's okay. We're a team.
But Halloween is over. Because this kid wins it. Like, this is... A dad took... Now, he's a photographer. He took his 3-year-old daughter. I don't know if his friends made the costume or whatever they made.
Yeah.
Spent like $1,000 on a leather costume and did a photo shoot with his daughter as Wonder Woman. Now, you guys have seen this, right?
It's amazing.
It's
I'm hoping
I know
that
got,
Zach
they,
pulled
they had
up
a
the
whole video.
Video.
They had a whole photo shoot
so
video.
We have multiple pictures. We've got the video
like,
of
so
it.
They took
it's like
the Gal Gadot's screenshots and photo. Look at that! Like
2 months of work.
All right, guys, we're here on the Wonder Woman photo.
Yeah,
shoot.
This,
so you can
I just
see
want this with no
model.
No volume in the background, just playing, so that we can just see while we're talking.
Look
about
at
it.
Yeah, it's like they
this.
Shrunk Gal. Look at I don't.
It is just a mini me version.
Yeah.
Look at.
But then the,
and she got the hands on the hips.
What's
she's
crazy
like,
is like it would have been nice if it was this cute little thing. We would all been like, it's cute. They went all out.
Oh, I know.
And it's amazing. Like these pictures looked beautiful.
Like, there was like 6 people holding her up to fly in one position.
And I love that, like, their concern, too, because she's a little girl. Is they're like, well, her nap time is at noon, so
and
let's make
we
sure
snacks,
we get these.
Hopefully she'll get
we
there.
Snacks.
Like,
we'll see
if
how
I saw
goes.
That picture on, like, Twitter, I'm just you know, scrolling through and it's on the little thing, I would go, okay, that's Gal. There we go. Like,
yeah,
I want to be that 3-year old when I grow up.
I know.
That's what I want to be.
It's truly unbelievable what they did with her.
And also, I love it. Look at her yelling at the thing. Dropping $1,500 on, like.
But it's all like the dad. I mean, I guess that's the dad with the camera. He's the photographer, from what I understand.
All I'm saying is when she grows up, they better get a doll that's her size that can just wear that outfit all the time so that it can be on display.
I just think it's very cool. And a lot of you, it's perfect time with you ladies on the panel here. It's really, it's a different time to be a comic book fan. And we know they're the mainstream media, but female superheroes are finally getting their due. I mean, Harley Quinn and Joker, they've said now through, I forgot which website poll, you know, whether it's People or Entertainment Weekly, they're the two biggest costumes for this year.
Yeah, for Halloween.
Whenever I work for Universal and you'd work in theme parks, the Daddy Little Monster, Halloween Horror Nights, that's every girl has got these out. Every size, shape, ethnicity is wearing this shirt. And I think it's such a, this wasn't 5 years ago, we didn't see stuff
well,
for girls.
Well, this is a character that we've seen at cons for, you know, 10 years plus that has been, like, dominating the convention floor, but has been slowly kind of infiltrating more with, you know, Hot Topic things and things kind of in more in the public eye. But then after Suicide Squad, like, and finally having an on-screen representation of this character that so many people really, really love, myself included, now having that brought into the public eye and people saying, okay, people who may not have necessarily ever looked at the comic before going, okay, here's everybody's talking about this relationship, this dynamic. Now I'm going to go and investigate a little bit more.
I mean, just 2 years ago or even a year ago, I guess, more popular than Harley is definitely Wonder Woman. I would say Poison Ivy was more popular. Catwoman. Those are the females that people really knew that weren't reading comic books, but just like if you talk about who is a superhero or a villain that's a female that you know. Those would have been the answers. I don't even think that, I think that maybe 1% of the population would have been able to say Harley Quinn. Now I think it's probably closer to 50. So, I mean, that's a huge skyrocket for Harley.
Let me ask you girls, what do you think it was over the past years? Because we've had Black Widow for 6 years, 5-6 years now. What is it now that is, especially with DC, what is DC doing with these female characters? Because they've always had comics. They've always, each character's had their own comic. What is bringing it out like this?
I think a lot of it is the executives who have been predominantly older white males are kind of transitioning and are having more young people and having the internet where you're getting direct fan feedback. I've actually talked about this issue a few times on different panels at conventions about kind of diversity in comics and diversity amongst fans is notoriously they've said for merchandising, women don't buy comic book merchandise. So, you know, infamously they would have over on the Marvel side, you know, the Avengers without the Black Widow, or
they would have
you know, Justice League without Wonder Woman, or they would have, you know, all of these characters and they would just show the
males.
Still
a lot of the shirts.
Still, even now, like you go to Target and one of the girls' night shirts for the Avengers has all of the characters except for Black Widow. I was like, this is in the girls section. Mm. And the only character you don't see is a girl. Same thing with Star Wars, how they didn't have Rey in a bunch of the things.
There was a huge outcry.
Until they started hearing the backlash and the outcry from female fans saying, hey, we don't want just, you know, Slave Leia and that's it. We want, like, Hoth Leia. We want, you
right,
know,
right. Yeah,
other,
yeah, yeah.
We want all of our superheroes also represented. We want these things. Like, my Black Canary collection is my favorite thing that
I was
I have.
Just going to say that, though. It's crazy is because for Halloween, I was like, ooh, I'm obsessed with Sarah. I think she's amazing. I loved her performance. I wanted to be White Canary. You cannot find a White Canary outfit.
But that's how, like, a lot of cosplay started originally was I would make stuff because it didn't exist.
Right.
And so now I kind of like that there's a lot of store-bought, you know, closet cosplay that people are hating on. I'm all about it because, I mean, this means more people.
I don't know if this is going to help. Do you have a White Canary outfit for me?
No, but I don't know if this is going to help you. I just saw yesterday, I forgot where it was online, Hot Topic is doing a line of CW inspired outfits. And front and center is a girl in the White Canary outfit, the leather.
You guys want to take a look?
Well, look, there he is. Look at this guy on top of it. See?
Whoa.
Look at
they
that.
They had that. They had Arrow. There's some kind of Flash
Ask
outfit.
And
there's,
you shall receive.
There's several of the female characters, but they're doing this whole line. But
Hot Topic has been
crushing
it.
The model front center was the White Canary that Zach just pulled up there, which is fantastic.
I think a lot of this, too, is, like, this is highlighting. We've had a lot of kind of the geek fashion that has infiltrated, too, as and having that be something that is lucrative is that's, you know, a predominantly female-driven thing, saying, hey, we want to invest our money to see these characters.
Someone's paying attention because that whole show, that DC Girl Superheroes, the cartoon line, there's action figures, and that happened. Action figures take a good prep time. Like, if like at Comic-Con, they'll show something, and it's not going to be on store shelves for a year and a half. So there are these superheroes like Bumblebee and all these characters for this DC Girls that's out. Yeah. So it's been in development. So whoever's doing that on DC's side, they know what they're doing.
Mikey, be honest with me right now. Are you trying to screw over TV time?
I'm not.
Are you trying to?
No, I'm not.
Are you trying to upset me?
You know me, Rox. I could talk, and I talk, and I talk, and I talk.
No, I know.
But our Wonder Woman Supergirl...
Roxy's Trash TV time. She thinks that the Flash is fine. Oh, that was good. Do you have any more voices for me?
TV time! I'm going to let you take over, Rox, for TV time, because I'm going to think of voices right now. But I'm still listening.
All the voices in your head. Guys, first of all, I want to start off, instead of starting with news, I just want to talk a little bit about what we've been seeing. Because what are you caught up on?
Apologize for not being here for TV time for 2 weeks.
I apologize at the top of the show. I thoroughly apologize to you guys for not being here for a couple of weeks. What are you caught up on?
I'm not caught up at all.
Flash, Legends, Arrow, Lucifer,
Gotham. I'm 2 episodes behind on everything.
Okay. All right, so you're going to get some spoilers right now. I'm going to try to not... Okay. I'll try to be vague, actually. I'll try to be as vague as I can so that I don't give too many spoilers.
Okay.
So why don't I just make it spoiler-free? Let's do spoiler-free. We'll do a spoiler-free TV time. I did not watch last night's Arrow, but in general, my thoughts on Arrow recently are that it's got to catch up to the rest of the DC CW TV shows in terms of quality. It's falling behind.
Do you mean quality as in production design?
No, I think the fights are looking awesome. Production design is looking way, way better.
J.J. Bamford, who's the stunt coordinator, he directed the first 2 episodes, and I think it really shows.
Yeah, it really
shows. That guy knows how to shoot action.
It really shows. It's not that. It's what we're doing with our characters. Okay. It's what we're doing with our flashbacks. It's what we're doing bringing on different teams, trying to keep it vague, but I'm not loving it over there. Legends of Tomorrow blew me away.
That show's so good.
Blew me away. I think that they really know what they're doing. They're mixing it up. I didn't expect everything to happen that happened in episode one. I expected that to take us a few episodes.
We really
just sped things up there, and we're like, boom, we're going to hit you hard. So I'm excited to see that tonight.
Did you read that they had said, the producers of that show said, this is a soft reboot. Mm-hmm. They found out what didn't work in season one, and they kind of went a reboot. And you can kind of see that.
Mm-hmm.
I know Arrow tried it. I don't think succeeded as well.
Yeah.
You know, thinking about it, and now we talk about it, Flash has got Flash and his team. Legends is a team. Supergirl's got her team. Everyone's got these teams. And I know we talked about it before, but I just wish Arrow maybe would have gone back to just him being the Green Arrow and no one else. Yeah. And just being...
But instead we're trying to put together a team
in a cool layer. And I know they were the first ones that did it, but Green Arrow as a character... doesn't work as well as the other ones.
Because he's supposed to be kind of brooding alone, and part of his driving force is him, you know, his...
And everyone always talks season one and season two being the best, and season two, that's what it pretty much was.
Yeah, right. Right. Moving on, because I know we don't have that much time to spend on all of these. Let's move on to Supergirl, which I'm loving. That's also kind of like a soft reboot because we moved to CW. I think they're doing a good job explaining to the audience what's happening for people who just started picking it up the second season. I think that Tyler is unbelievable. Yes. I love him.
Tyler Hecht in anything. I'm
I have a big bone to pick with the fact that people say because we have Supergirl, we don't need Superman. I think that he is doing an amazing job. He's not around all of the time. I hope he's around more. And speaking of that, I do have an Andrew Kreisberg quote that I wanted to read when we were talking about Superman.
Please do.
He said, we're so happy that we get to do it. I don't mean for that to sound as bad as it does, but we asked if we could have Superman in the first episode, and DC and Warner Brothers said, you can have him for the first 2 episodes. And we were like, great. I'm not going to sit here and say that there's never going to be a world in which there's a Superman TV show and that Tyler's going to star in it. I don't know what the future holds, but right now, that's not our focus. Right now, we're working on Supergirl, which is the flagship, and we're working on a way for Tyler to reprise the role. That's really what our focus is on Supergirl. I think this quote is perfect. Because Tyler is amazing. Would I like to see a Superman show one day? Maybe. It depends on how they did it, always, when it happened.
I don't want to dump Supergirl to start moving to Superman just because we brought in the male character, just because we've been referencing him and haven't seen him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it works great with that first scene we talked about a little bit last episode where, you know, Supergirl's been around for a year, but then Superman walks in and everyone's like shaking his hands and her, they're kind of like, whatever. And we always say it's kind of like the rock star that comes in and meets everyone. I don't know if he needs to be a series regular. You know, I think she's so good on her own. She's not lagging. It's not like oh, we got to pump the show up. And coming from someone that dropped out of watching the first season, coming into season two, I started watching it on Netflix, but I went into season two because I wanted to see it. It was a nice soft reboot, but I didn't feel like I was lost behind. I was like, oh, okay, I can go right into this. I don't need to watch anything else. I got the kind of whole new vibe. I love the new DEO. And they even said he mentioned a quote. He's like, we fell out of love with the cave set. We didn't want to bring it from L.A. to Vancouver. We just fell out of love and just created a new set.
I love that.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Move on to Flash for a second. From Todd Helbing, one of the EPs of Flash, they're talking about Flashpoint, which I guess this would be a slight spoiler that Flashpoint wasn't as long as everybody was expecting it to be.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
He said, I think for us, from a story point, when we talked about it originally, it was going to be more episodes, but what happens more often than not is that when you break the story, you find that it would be a lot better and a lot more satisfying if you pulled up a lot of that information and put it in the first episode. So that's what he said. He also said with the character restrictions that the show had, Flashpoint was going to be different than everybody expected. So...
Well, of course, yeah.
So that's interesting. I still think Flash is probably the best on the network. Really quickly about Gotham. Sorry, I'm speeding through this. I just know we have to wrap. Gotham is get back in it. It's weird. It's kooky.
Okay, now you said you were just talking about it out there. What's
going on with Penguin and Riddler?
Are they like people are shipping them?
Is interesting, and I can't look away.
But are people shipping him?
I'm like, what are you guys gonna do? I'm interested. I don't know what they're gonna do with them, but what they have done so far, I'm like, wow, you two together are fireworks. I'm just talking about their on screen chemistry.
The two actors' chemistry
are fireworks. I mean, I think that they just play off each other so well.
From reading online and stuff, people are saying it's almost like a Steve Rogers, Bucky Barnes with those two actors.
Yeah.
Everyone just kind of like, oh,
my God.
We want this.
Yeah, and I'm really liking Gotham. All of a sudden, I'm like, wait, I'm no longer liking it because it's so bad it's good. I'm just liking it because I think I like it.
Okay, then that's a good thing. Because people are always like, Mike, like it. It's just so bad you got to like it. I was like, I don't want to like it because of that.
Yeah, I kind of fell off.
Because it's such a beautiful show,
but
the way it's designed.
It's kind of like fanfic, though. It is, but it's weird and it's interesting, and I'm in. I'm in now. So that's how I'm feeling.
I'm trying still to loving get through Lucifer. Netflix.
That's how I'm feeling about everything. That's Roxy Stryer's TV time.
That's it?
TV time. Well, we have to wrap.
Well, we got
to
wrap.
You keep saying we got to wrap. We got to wrap.
But I want to hear you guys talk. But all right. we covered everything. It was a slow week, but we may do. Right, ladies?
Yeah, all right. We did. I mean, there's some more stuff to think. You guys know.
Usually something pops up the last minute. Every time we decide to wrap, something comes online. I'm just waiting, but I don't see it happening. But all right, we'll wrap it up, lady. Please throw yourselves over, lady. Put yourselves over. Not throw yourselves over.
No, I'm trying to be Johnny. You didn't give me a voice at all.
Because I was too into your TV time.
You didn't give me no voices.
All right, put yourselves over. I'm going to try and think right now.
I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer. And if you want more TV time kind of things, you guys know I do Flash and Friends Wednesdays, 1 p.m. over on Screen Junkies, where we talk about all the DC TV shows. So check that out with my host, Joe Starr and Jason Mewes.
Yes, absolutely. I'm still trying to stall time to see if I can cover the voice. I don't have a voice. I am...
Next week. Promise me.
Well, come up with it. Give me one and I'll come up with it.
Okay. You guys vote. You guys write in the comments what you want him to do. What voice do you guys want him to master?
Give me a bunch of them.
Here we go.
Yeah, give him a few.
It could be... we'll do characters or whatever. I don't know. Come up with something. You can find me at Twitter at Mike Kalinowski. You got Character Corner. We just recorded a bunch of them. We're going to be putting those together for you guys. That's where you can find me on Twitter at Mike Kalinowski. Character Corner. Also, I'm co-hosting the MacGyver AfterBuzz show. Frank Moran, my co-host, he's kind of taking the lead for the month of October because I have been preoccupied with another engagement. But I hopefully will be back November 5th, I think, will be my first episode back.
But keep watching you while he's
on. Yeah, it's a great show. It got renewed for another season, MacGyver, or for a full season, MacGyver. So it's 22 episodes, which will be fantastic. So I'm really excited for that, guys. If not, I guess that's going to wrap it up. We'll catch you guys next week.
Woohoo!
Bye!
producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.